Thanks very much again to Lance. But we're going to go now to look at my appearance over in Cardiff last Sunday, which was one of the stand-up protests. And I was absolutely gobsmacked to see so many people there, something like 300-400 people as I came around the corner next to the Welsh Parliament. And I gave my little talk, which you can find online somewhere, no doubt. Maybe I should stick a link up to it on our show page at thisweek.org.uk, which was mercifully short, about 15 minutes or something. I did actually, while I was there, spend quite a bit of time going around the crowd, talking to some of the punters that had turned up from all over, mostly from South Wales, about why they were there.
My name's Alistair. So, yeah, my take on it is I think that potentially they've rebranded the flu, to be brutally honest. Look at the flu cases for 2020 so far. I think they were 347 cases reported from the Office of National Statistics in the data this year. There's only around 10,000 cases a year, so where have those gone? It's a completely disproportionate response, and it's obviously clearly part of something far bigger. Far bigger is the Tula control. And I think economically as well, there seems to be an agenda to transform the economy on the back of it. Some people talk about the Great Reset being the main reason for doing all of this, really. So something to maybe look into is something called the Great Reset. So, some people say that the ultimate agenda is to have a one world government and complete police state dictatorship and a cashless society. So a lot of that has been constructed under the guise of climate change as well. So they're kind of both aligning, the pandemic is aligning with the climate change agenda as well.
So. Chaz, it's just what massive scam, massive agenda. We're just under attack. It's just tyranny, it's a police state, and it's just getting worse. It's just going to get worse unless we stand up to them.
And the farm system was safe and effective. I have one word for you: thalidomide.
Hiya, I'm Meg. So I've come here today because I don't agree with what's occurring at the moment. I think in Wales we're under draconian law, and I feel as if, for example, I'm a student, and at the moment in halls there's police patrolling every night. In hazmat and full PPE, and they're scaring all of the young students who have just joined university into submission. They're not allowed to have parties or even social gatherings within the same building. They're even going into people's flats and putting social distance stickers on the floor of people's flats within the same household. Two doors down from me, police were called on some friends. The police were called, and four occupants of this household, once everyone from the party had left, there are 10 people in total just having an evening in together, and the police were called, and the occupants are fined £200 each. We have to wear masks now in the shops, and I feel for those who are exempt. They are scared to leave the house because they are constantly challenged about wearing masks. They're told to put them on. They're forced into doing it. And first of all, you can't leave the house without wearing a mask to go to the shops. What's the next stage? Is it going to be vaccines? You can't leave the house unless you've got a vaccine. It's one step to another, and it keeps getting more and more intense.
But what about the virus?
The virus itself, well, when you look at the cases in comparison to deaths, the thing is, it's got a 92% survival rate, and the only people who are dying, the main age group, is 80 plus. It's not a case of the average everyday person. Actually, Chris Whitty, in the beginning of lockdown, he was giving a press conference, and he said that a very small minority would die of this virus. He said most people would get the virus and get over it. The small majority of that being the 80 plus age group and those who have pre-existing health conditions.
So how are students generally reacting to all this?
The majority of them want to comply just to have an easy life, especially with things like TikTok and and Instagram being very left-wing, very on board with the mask, making masks cute, making them fashionable, making them part of accessories, and making this whole situation like a bit of a fun, bit of a joke. Like, that's fine, but I feel they are our future. We've got to make them realise that what they're subscribing to is completely draconian. Having someone tell you what you're going to wear on your body, and then potentially next, having someone tell you what you have to put in your body, because it's happening. They're working on a vaccine, and Matt Hancock wants to roll it out.
Your sign you've got here, singing, dancing, band. Are we ruled by the Taliban?
It's actually a
well,
sign.
Well, that rhymes. Well done.
It's actually a sign that my friend made, so I can't make the credit for it, but she needs, obviously, people to hold them up. So, but I do agree with this statement. I mean, this is the thing. Like, this is, I think, highlights the most important thing. We are quite jolly people. We're British. We're ultimately, unapologetically, humorous, fun-loving people. We've got satirical sense of humour, and we love a good sing-song. We love a dance. We love going to gigs. We love going to pubs. We love socialising. We're social people. Like, especially in Wales, everyone loves a chat, you know, singing, dancing. That's what I used to do in school. Like, now the kids can't do it because their germ patterns will be in sync, you know. This is what is happening in primary schools. They're not allowed to sing and dance. And I remember I used to sing hymns in primary school. I used to be in the school choir. And those things are so good for children, music and dance. And just being close. Like, what happens if a child falls over in a playground? I used to want a hug if that happened to me. Now, you know,
where's it ultimately going, do you think?
I believe it's taking us into the next stage of existence in modern society. I think what's occurring at the moment is a front for, I don't want to say the New World Order, because I feel like it brings in all of these satanic Illuminati connotations, which is a whole different kettle of fish. But specifically with this virus, if you think about it, everyone uses their phones. Everybody is completely online now. You have to do, I'm doing my university course completely online, and I'm actually, my course is completely practical, which makes absolutely no sense. I'm a chiropractic student, so this is very difficult because we can't do practicals, and it's actually physically hands on another body, so it doesn't happen anymore. And we have one in-person lecture, but it's a lecture. We're sitting in a lecture hall, all 2 metres apart, and there's only 20 of us per group. And everyone's on their phones, you know, because we have to do the sessions on our phones, and we have to, everyone's paying on their phones, paying on their mobile phones and their credit cards. We're not having that contact anymore. We're going into a cashless, personless. I do believe that technology serves us for a good purpose, and it is wonderful, but at the end of the day, we don't need to be separated. We're creatures of community, and in a tribal setting, humans have always been creatures of community, and now we are isolated. There are 18-year-old students that this is their first year of university, and they're in a room on their own, and they're not allowed to mix with other people. They're not allowed to see their friends. They aren't allowed to have that sense of community that you need so desperately. When
Susan, do you find there are some young people that want to catch it?
I would happily catch it. I've had the flu twice. I'd happily get, you know, add another one to my collection. Why not, you know?
Well, this lockdown is a complete and utter hoax. I'd like to say that the RT-PCR test, that was created by Kerry Mollis in the 1980s, and he won the Nobel Prize in 93 in chemistry for his discovery, but he put a caveat on the RT-PCR test, not to be used for diagnosing contagious diseases, which is exactly what the state are using to diagnose COVID-19.
So how is that affecting the figures that are coming out and the news coverage?
The RT-PCR test collects your DNA, your cells, your bacteria. It's then sent off to a laboratory to be magnified. Now, you need perhaps 10 cycles to get the magnification of a positive, but NHS and so forth are going way beyond that. They're going up to 40, 45 cycles. With that, you will find everything that you ever want to look for in the RT-PCR test. And they're not looking for COVID-19. They're looking for a genetic sequence based on your RNA. They're looking at 9 primers, and if they can find a match, which is just below 80%, then you are deemed to be positive. Just below 80%. Now, bear in mind that we are 97% match with chimpanzees, but I don't think we're monkeys, are we?
You're suggesting these tests are a colossal fraud.
Absolutely, 100%. And you need to go further and look into the false positives. If I said to you that the government's false positive rate was 2.3%, which is a medium over various data that they've collected, 2.3% false positives. 100 people tested, you would think in your mind, and mine until I saw the algorithm being used, that 2.3 people out of 100 would be falsely tested positive. But that's not what they do. Let me give you some numbers. If they're using 10,000 people as an example, then 1 in 500 people are testing positive for the COVID virus test. That means 20 people from 10,000 prove positive. But they build in their false positive of 2.3%. Now, 2.3% of 10,000 is 230. Added to the 20 that were positive, you now have 250 cases, but only 20 that were tested positive. And the chances of dying from being diagnosed as positive, if you're over 70, is 0.26%. And dying under the age of 70, 0.04%. So we are being scammed with the figures big time.
You seem to have a lot of detailed knowledge about this. Are you a professional interest in it, or have you just been swatting up?
Just a lay person that's kept his ear to the ground. That's all.
My name's Rhys, and, I just think at the end of the day, I speak for a mass majority of people out there who I personally speak to in my business, work colleagues, friends, family. And the thing is, it's just the numbers just do not stack up with this. Whether you're a conspiracy theorist or not, it's irrelevant because the numbers don't stack up. There's 98% of us on this planet, and this thing is only affecting a very small percentage of us, yet our government is shutting down the economy, risking jobs, risking people's mental health, making people destitute, you name it, cancer treatments, the list goes on, you know, child abuse, you know, domestic abuse, the whole thing throughout these lockdowns are affecting people massively for a very small percentage of people. And we just got to get on with it now, in my view. I'm just seeing what I'm seeing on the media and everything, you know. I got my own business, it's affecting my business, it's affecting my livelihood. I'm not the only one on my own with this. I know other business owners, I know millions and millions of other people out there who are going to be losing their jobs, becoming destitute, and people are just starting to question this now.
How has it affected you then in your livelihood?
My actual livelihood, I got my own business. For 16 weeks when we had the lockdown, I had very little income support off the government, and because of these localised lockdowns, my customers cannot come into my business because I have a big catchment area for my customer base. So it's affecting me. And the thing is, my priority is to make sure I keep jobs safe and I keep my staff safe.
Have you been doing stuff online? Because that's what they're suggesting, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a hairdresser, so my thing is limited to personal contact. So all you can do is be safe, make the measures, be safe. I get that. And we've done that. But yet they're trying to screw us even more. They're trying to stop us from doing our job. And
so where do you think this is all heading?
I don't know. I think that's the thing that I'm most frightened of, really. I think, you know, once again, now we've just seen it up in Scotland and the north of England. They're shutting pubs down. The hospitality sector's getting smashed to bits now. It's just frightening. That's the thing. I don't know where it is going, but it needs to stop. It needs to stop.
The lockdowns that are put in place at the moment are all based on a test that doesn't work. 93% inaccuracies, they've actually said that on the news. How can they make rules on something that doesn't work? It's affected my business. I've had to close my shop down. I do massage. People are afraid to come for a massage now, so it's massively affected me.
Have you had help from the government at all?
Yeah, we've had some help, but no, that's just bribery to me to keep quiet, like, you know. And people just don't realise what's about to come with the economy. I think it's all part of the Great Reset, mate. The economy was going down the pan before this disease, and they just conveniently got this disease to blame it on now, so they don't blame the bankers.
How's it gone down in Wales, all this? Because you've had to do quite a lot of locking down, particularly here in South Wales.
We're not happy at all. Like, I mean, making people wear these masks as well, it doesn't work. Like they say, it's like asking a fly not to fly through a fence. These masks are ridiculous. Like, even if you cough, you still cough through the mask. So then saying it doesn't spread, you know, stops the spread of it is bullshit. You know, it's a case demic now, it's not a pandemic. We've got loads of cases on a test that doesn't work. 93% of the time it doesn't work. They said on the news that It's a 7% accuracy. It means 93% of the time it doesn't work.
So do ordinary people like you and I have a chance against the government, the system? It's an international thing, isn't it?
We just got to have civil disobedience now. When they're making rules that don't make any sense at all and actually damaging us, you know, the amount of death the actual lockdown is causing now is far outnumbering the actual COVID deaths. And when you put people with COVID-19 in a place where all the vulnerable people are, which is a normal hospital instead of an isolated facility, what do you expect? That's a no-brainer. Common sense. It's just common sense has been robbed by all these politicians. It's not been robbed. They just give themselves a £3,000 pay rise. No, it's just ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? We're all struggling. They just spent $12 billion on track and trace system that's run on an Excel spreadsheet. Where's that money gone? It's not gone on that track and trace system. People are pocketing money. That's what this is about. How can I sell CBD? Yeah? And these people now, they're interested in vaccine companies. They're telling people you can't go back to normal unless you have a vaccine. That's like me telling people you can't go back to normal unless you had a bottle of CBD. They've got financial interests. They should never have any financial interest on decisions that affects the whole population, especially when it comes down to health. And they're giving themselves no liability with it as well. I'm going against what all the scientists are recommending as well, no? The scientists are recommending no more lockdowns, you know what I mean? The lockdowns are killing people. There are massive backlogs of cancer patients and all the other patients as well. We've just made the decision now that COVID patients are more important than cancer patients. And the cancer patients, 94% of them are over the age of 80. The cancer patients, they could be kids, like, you know?
Do you find that you're one of the only people that's saying this, or do you think there's a general sense of disquiet?
No, there's definitely an awakening happening now. I was the only one for a while, but now there's a shared load of people that's talking the same thing now, and before long this crowd is going to, I'd say, 10 or 20 times itself in the next couple of months, because people are just tired of the bullshit, they're tired of the lies, and they just want their lives back, their lives.
My name is Mark Elliott. I'm here because, basically, you know, this is a fraud. The whole thing's a complete fraud. You know, I've been researching this for the last 6 months, and a lot of things I've been suspected down the years on my research is actually real, and this isn't. This is all planned. That's why I call it a pandemic. Actually, look at my T-shirt. It says scandemic on there. I've never denied this. People not dying. People die every day anyway. I've never denied that. But with regards to a virus, you know, it is what it is. Yes, it's been something. People have died. And actual fact, it's been and gone in May anyway. What these speakers are saying on the stage has now become a case-emic. I mean, at the end of the day, if you tested more people, you know, natural common sense tells you you end up with more numbers. So there's a very clever little switch of words about 2 months ago on the mainstream media. It went from deaths, because there weren't any, to cases. Now people are still buying into that. And another word they were using is with coronavirus or COVID-19, rather than of coronavirus. So a lot of people were dying of different causes, and they were marked down as COVID-19.
Where are we heading, and what is that wider plan?
It's the New World Order, isn't it? You know, and it's like the New World Order is actually set out, isn't it? It's the set out by the UN. It's the Rockefellers. It's people who actually behind the scenes are running the whole world, have been for years, with money controlling us, and we've been led along a garden path. We're not really paying much attention to anything. All this has been going on. If you've got an inquisitive mind, curious mind, which I've always had, and you ask questions, you get answers. That's what we learned everything as kids. And I've always had an inquisitive mind, and I've always thought, well, hang on a sec, that doesn't seem right. Do you know what? A natural fact, if it doesn't feel right, just your gut instinct, it generally isn't right.
Yeah.
This is why we're here today, is to actually to waken people up, to actually take some action, to stop where we go in. Because if we don't stop where we go in, we're going down the wrong path completely. Planet depopulation, limited travelling, you know, it's all going to be controlled by these elite people, basically. I do believe there is another force at work which is trying to offset that. Basically, we've got a battle going on between good and evil, basically. And I don't know about you, but I would want good to win rather than evil. That's what I stand on it, to be honest with you. You know, I think this whole COVID thing is a setup for something else.
What?
Well, yeah, it's control. Control of people, depopulation of the planet.
Okay, so that's, well, quite a lot of vox pops there, Martin, but this is the crowd, obviously very biased in one direction, but you can see there's quite a lot of passion there, people who are prepared to, you know, risk fines and all sorts for going down to a protest outside the Welsh Parliament.
Yeah, and, you know, there's quite a lot of, there's a lot of distrust of authority, and quite rightly so. I mean...